WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can live, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. You know what that means. We're talking sports, entertainment, fashion, wrestling. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show. Ellen's work from the WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive. To interact with us here tonight on the show.
We are talking news, we are talking notes, we are talking John Cena.
You know, the guy you cannot see.
But we're going to be seeing a lot of here in the next year.
Indeed. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
We will, but let's jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. A Sami Zayn comedy show titled Sami Zayn and Friends Do Cleveland, okay, has been added to the SummerSlam weekend and will take place on Friday, August 2nd at 11 p.m. after SmackDown. It will be held at the Agora, the same location where The Undertaker will also host his One Dead Man show the following day on the afternoon prior to SummerSlam.
So they're giving you a lot SummerSlam weekend.
It's becoming an event.
Two odd shows, a SummerSlam. You're getting SmackDown, a Raw. Only thing missing was, what, NXT?
Yeah, so far there is no NXT, but that doesn't mean it won't happen here soon.
No. Well, because we have the next locations for the next two NXT Premier Live events to talk about.
We do. Tickets, I think, will be on sale soon for the Sami Zayn show, if they aren't already.
I think they go on sale tomorrow, probably.
And I believe the Undertaker's one is also on sale, so go pick that up.
Go pick up, yes.
If you're interested, WWE has announced the dates and locations of the next two NXT Premium Live events, No Mercy and Halloween Havoc. No Mercy will take place on Sunday, September 1st, live from the Ball Arena in Denver, while Halloween Havoc will take place on Sunday, October 27th, from the Giant Center in Hershey, PA. Monday Night Raw will also take place the following night in the same location on both occasions. Convenient. With the combo tickets going on sale on Friday, July 26th at 10 a.m.
That's interesting. That's good. You make a WWE weekend out of it. Give them an NXT. Give them a Monday Night Raw. I mean, that's a good combo package right there.
Well, I mean, that was one of their goals that we kind of talked about earlier this year, was making the most out of the events in the cities that they were going into and really maximizing the buildings and what they were getting out of them. So it makes complete sense that they're doing this. And if you can 2-for-1 it, that's great.
All right, because you got Bash in Berlin on the 30th, so half the crew is going to be away anyhow, so coming back in for Havoc and then No Mercy and then Raw, I mean, it works out. A couple notes that are not on the sheet, but should quickly mention. We talked about one of them, Grand American Bash. That's going to be a 2-week event on Sci-Fi, so 2 weeks for that. And on those 2 weeks, Raw, I believe, is also going to be on Sci-Fi because of the Olympics. So at the end of the month, the last Raw before SummerSlam is going to be on Sci-Fi, and then one after SummerSlam is going to be on Sci-Fi, I believe. So keep your calendars open for that. So, because of the Olympics, the Raw gets moved around a little bit. That'll be the last year that happens.
Yep, they won't have to worry about that anymore.
Nope, this is probably the last preemption of Monday Night Raw in the history of Monday Night Raw.
Because they're going to Netflix.
They are.
In happy news, Natalya has officially re-signed with WWE, so congratulations to her.
So she's been signed for a few weeks now, and just now the story's coming out. They did not want her to hit free agency. They did not want her going anywhere, so they made sure that happened. There's been talk.
Oh, yeah.
She hasn't been a backstage at Raw, so I would assume as part of this new agreement, she got some time off to kind of do outside projects that she's been looking to do before getting back into the swing of things. So clear the mind, clear the body, rest the body, and get back into it. And with a new
absolutely
contract, with a brand new contract.
So go her. Congratulations.
Yes.
Direct from Metro City, the iconic Street Fighter VI roster is coming to team up with your fan favorite WWE superstars in WWE Supercard. The collectible card battling game from Cat Daddy Games appearing July 17th, 2024 through August 15th, 2024, featuring character cards for 13 new fighters, including Ryu, Juri, Luke, and Chun-Li. Where's Cypher? Along with uniquely themed cards for WWE superstars Rey Mysterio, Xavier Woods, and Zelina Vega as they cosplay their favorite Street Fighter VI characters. Fans can battle through special game modes for incredible rewards in this limited time event from July 15th through August 15th.
Yes, go buy your credits and spend lots of money to get your favorite new WWE supercards.
That's honestly a really cool crossover. I'm not going to lie about that.
No, one, the crossover is really cool, but you're going to have to put out some money to get some of your favorite collectible cards.
Do you get to keep them after the 15th or
do they go away? No, they're playable for however long you have the game. But because the rarity is probably not going to be... They'll be strong.
He plays Supercard. He knows.
They're going to be strong probably for another month and a half to 2 months. So I believe the new season's... The full new season with new rarities is in October.
Okay.
So you got probably another month or two where they'll be decently tiered. Because I think after this tier... Because they're... I think it's Enigma is the current tier. They'll probably go to SummerSlam tier next month as the final tier for that season before trading off into a brand new season. So they'll be decently tiered for a little bit.
So yeah. Worth the money?
Sure. They're totally worth the money.
You would like to sponsor Rock Playing Supercard, please contact.
I've never put a single cent into that video game, and I'm doing pretty well. And it's been 10 years. And I have tons of credit because every time they gave out free ones, I used some of it, but I still have like 10,000 free credits in the video game because I'm not buying packs. I do it for the use them for the events. I don't buy packs that cost like 5,000 credits a piece.
Smart. Smart. Listen here for more supercard strategies.
Yes, save your money, get the because you get free coins and stuff when things screw up, or you do your daily login quest and you get rewards or credits every 10 days. So save them. Build them up. Use them for events. Turn real cards.
Ding. Charlie Dempsey is returning to Bloodsport.
Yeah, he'll be a part of the crew that's going to Bloodsport at the end of the month. When we talked about the Creeds and Shayna going back over. He's the one next to fall in line to get a little Bloodsport action in.
So good for him. Congratulations. Two NXT stars are competing in this year's N1 during Saturday's NOAH Destination event. It was announced that Josh Briggs will be competing in the A block of the N1 Victory Tournament, with Tavon Heights will take part in the B block. The tournament, similar to NJWPG or New Japan G1 Climax Tournament, begins August 4th and runs through September 1st, when the finals will be held in Osaka.
More crossover with NOAH.
AJ
was just there. Now they're going to have two guys appearing in the tournament. I mean, they're building relationships just like AEW has relationships in Japan as well. So WWE's working with NOAH. It's becoming a trend. There was a picture with Muda and AJ Styles that was on the internet from this past weekend. He had a good time there. I think he's going to be going back, I think, one more time. I think that's what he
It makes sense for him, too.
What he kind of said, but they haven't announced it yet. But, yeah. Things are going well for that crossover. Things are going to go well for the WWE TNA crossover. Because did you hear that TNA Slammiversary sold out?
I did. That's awesome for them.
4,000 plus seats. So, I believe Slammiversary is tomorrow night.
I think so, yeah.
Saturday night. It'll be Saturday. So, that should be a fun show. Lots to happening. Probably see Wesley, because he was on Impact tonight.
They're being very strategic in their crossovers. They've obviously seen what AEW did and the success of it. And it's also really good for the wrestlers, just in terms of letting them go specific places where it's outside of the company that they want to work. You know, it's like they can hold on to people better if they say, hey, you want to go work Bloodsport, or you want to go work NOAH, or you want to go work wherever. You know, TNA, that's fine. We have that relationship. You can go over there for a while and work over there for a while, and then, you know, we can bring you back. Or you can do a one-off, or you can do whatever. Like, it's a very smart thing that they're doing. It's very strategic what they're doing. Because obviously, as we know, that when Brian left WWE, his one main thing was he wanted to go to Japan, he wanted to go to Mexico, he wanted to go here, he wanted to go there. And they tried to make it work for him. Like, Hunter, I think, tried to make it work. And when, because I think he was still in charge of talent at that point. But they just couldn't come to an agreement on it, and so Brian left and went to AEW. But, you know, in terms of, like, what they're doing now, it's, okay, you want to go work Bloodsport? Cool. That's fine. They're not letting them work, like, indie indies. But they're letting them work with specific, well-known, trusted companies that can somewhat ensure their safety.
Yes, indeed.
Because I don't want to say that they can completely ensure it, because wrestling is a dangerous sport. People get hurt. Accidents happen.
Especially Bloodsport.
Especially Bloodsport, but you know, they are trusted companies that are long vetted. It's like when they had kind of tested the waters with Progress in the UK and a lot of the UK companies to see how that would work. Which is interesting. Do they still have those relationships, or did they get rid of them?
I don't know. We'll see when NXT Europe eventually returns.
Because that's the one thing that I haven't seen is like any European federations, but they're very slowly building that back.
Yes.
Because Hunter had kind of started to do it. And then, just the plug got pulled on that. So, unfortunately, he wasn't able to finish it. But we will see as they move forward. And if you're into video games, and Supercard isn't your thing, and you like to play Call of Duty, well, you can get Rhea Ripley, Rey Mysterio, and Cody Rhodes as playable characters in Call of Duty.
Call of Duty Season 5 will feature... I'm not sure if they're in the Battle Pass or you have to buy them, but they'll be a part of Season 5 Call of Duty, which it drops on the 24th of this month.
Rhea looks sick. I'm just gonna say it. Rhea looks sick.
So yeah, so it's in the brand new season of Call of Duty. Apparently, people are very happy with the Rhea one, because she's all black skin, dark skin in the video game, and we all know how people love running dark skins in video games, and a female skin. So people are apparently gonna get a lot of play out of that one. She could be really like good. Competitive skin, I guess, is the best way to put it. But yeah, so they'll be a part of it. It wasn't revealed if they're going to be in a battle pass, but we'll see. So pick up COD. That's the best I got.
Ding! And just a couple quick notes on AEW before we head into our break. CJ Perry is no longer with the company. I don't think anybody's terribly surprised by that. But interestingly, maybe not so. Ric Flair is done with the company.
Well, CJ,
and
we'll
start so with, is the sponsorship.
We'll start with CJ Perry. Miro has been seen on TV, and they broke up. So that one's not surprising. And Ric Flair being done after his multi-year deal that did not last a year, because he wanted to do a heel turn on Sting for his retirement.
Oh, Rick. And let me guess, make Sting's retirement all about him.
Because it's hard for Flair to be a heel these days. Everyone loves to cheer him, so he needed to get heat somehow and have something to do afterwards. And guess what? They didn't want to do the idea. So
because it's Sting's retirement.
And Flair's 70-something with a heart issue.
Tony's not going to put you in the ring, boo. He's not completely stupid.
But Ric Flair still thinks it's 1990s and he's the heel, brother. Woo! More chops. More bleeding. Woo! Kiss, steal, and wheel, kneel, and son of a gun. Woo! Get the limo ready.
I sometimes do want to live in that level of Delulu. I really do. But only for like 5 minutes. Just to experience it. Just purely to understand what it's like.
Let's go to break.
So when we come back, we're going to be talking all about John Cena and his final run, or I should say his retirement tour with WWE. So you're listening to The Rock right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to The Rat Radio Show.
something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are talking about the man we cannot see, the myth, the legend, the soon-to-be-retired John Cena, as he is walking that long road to the end of his active wrestling career. I'm sure he'll be around for many years to come in terms of showing up in a suit and a tie. No more jorts after this.
Before we get into John Cena, we do have breaking news coming into the show.
No quarter. We have breaking news?
Yes. The Rascals versus No Quarter Catch at Slammiversary.
Oh.
So that should, okay, be a big, that should be a big time matchup this Saturday at Slammiversary. But anyway, now let's talk about the guy you cannot see. And in 2025, it'll be the last time you can see him. And there's been a lot of talk and speculation of who and what he will be doing and where he will be going. We talked about it last week. He'll be going to the Royal Rumble, the Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Money in the Bank, and probably a few other premium live events around the world to give his goodbyes. But leads to the questions. Who does he face on this road? Many people have speculated. Many people want to get in the ring with him. Matt Cardona wants to figure out a way to get in the ring with John Cena. CM Punk has made it known, hey, I would like to see him get one more match in with John Cena before he goes. And I think there are a few others who kind of want to get in the ring with John Cena one more time. Or for the first time. Or the first time in this big of a stature. Because I wouldn't mind seeing AJ Styles and John Cena one more time.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. That would be good. I'm going to go ahead and just get it out of the way and say it. I want to see White Six and John Cena.
Interact,
but also basically have Bo right the wrong.
Okay, elaborate how you would have that happen.
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm just saying I want it. I'm not going to get it, but I want it. I want them to figure out how to tell that story. Other than John Cena is turning his back, or John Cena, you know, basically pushed down younger talent, buried younger talent. And he did, to a certain extent. So it doesn't impact anybody directly in the family unless you want to talk about Eric, which that's the link back to Cena. And you have Eric talk about what Cena did to his brothers and how it impacted them and blah, 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 blah. And then you have them beat up John Cena and right the wrong.
You just want to bring back the phrase, beat up John Cena.
Yeah.
That the club started many a moon ago. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think you kind of finished that story at WrestleMania that year.
You kind of did, but I want the wrong righted. I should have won.
Well, they rewrote that story in the Funhouse match. He won.
I know. He won. He got his win back, but no more I just want it.
I understand there's no more rewriting you can really, really do on that one.
I mean, you could have Bo tell his own story, and you could have Bo conquer John Cena. Like, it's hard to, like, part of it is weird because you don't, it seems like, you know, they're targeting Chad Gable because maybe he turned his back on his family, and that's the reason why they're targeting Chad Gable.
He stopped saying thank you.
He became a jerk, so it would be interesting to see what reason they could come up with, but at least get a Wyatt Six John Cena interaction, or at the very least, Bo Dallas and John Cena. It's nice to call him Bo.
It is nice to call
him
Bo.
He has a name.
Bo Dallas, Uncle Howdy, he has the name again.
Actually, you know who I would love to see? And I feel like they're kind of gearing towards it. I want to see Wade Barrett and John Cena. You want to talk about a wrong in his career when you had Cena beat the Nexus?
Yeah.
Like, Barrett never recovered from that. Never.
Even though Barrett got wind, yeah, the big finale of it all, yeah, John Cena kind of put the kibosh on Wade Barrett and the Nexus on that angle.
And that was, like, the hottest thing in WWE for a long time was the Nexus. So I wouldn't mind seeing a little, something between John Cena and Wade Barrett.
That would be fun. You say long time, but it wasn't as long as it could have been or should have been. It was only like 4 months, 5 months.
But it could have been, yeah, you're right. It could have been longer.
Could have been like
a build. Way longer.
Should have been built to like a WrestleMania match between the two.
And I say that they might be building towards it because you're having a little bit of beef between Wade and Punk.
Oh, did you see the tweet about the shirts?
Oh, he's bitter. He's so bitter. Barrett is. He's so mad about it. And rightfully so. He should be mad. So I feel like they're using that. And I don't know if like it is legitimate or they're mixing reality with fiction again. But like they're building maybe to a return for Wade Barrett. Because I think he can still wrestle.
I think so.
I know he kind of got into the commentating, but I think he can still work.
Possibly.
I didn't hear about him getting retired.
Or he's just being smart about it and not wanting to work. The name everyone's talking about, though, is Cody Rhodes and John Cena.
Mr. USA versus Mr. USA.
Pretty much, yeah.
Homelander versus Captain America.
Yeah, I think the promo work would be really good.
The promo work would be really good, but the problem is you will have to turn Cody. You can't do face versus face in this. It's not, unless it's just a very friendly, hey, you want to fight? Let's fight. Like, you're going to have, because Cena's not going to go heel in his final run.
No, and he says much. And you don't have to turn Cody for it, but you can let the crowd just play the side they want.
Boo who they want.
Boo who they want, cheer who they want, and choose their side of good, which side of good you want to go to. Like, you don't need to do a heel turn to make it happen. But you can do shades of gray and sort of just let actions speak as they happen. And sort of do it. And it should be a match they do. It just should be a match they put together because it would be John Cena officially passing the torch fully to the next generation once he's done. I think I don't need to see Roman and Cena again.
No, I think we're good on that.
I think that that SummerSlam match 3 years ago at this point, I think that was the proper send off between the two. You don't need to go back down that story, especially now with Roman kind of come back as the babyface. You don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Solo and Cena, but we haven't seen Cena's best with him. I feel like there's opportunities just to like have some fun along the way. Give him like for Mania, you need a big match for WrestleMania, and him doing the Rumble, maybe winning the Royal Rumble and challenging for a world title wouldn't be the worst idea. We'll talk about that in a minute.
But, you know what would be funny?
Mm-hmm.
Cena versus Carlito.
A fun interaction would be the back, and that would be a throwback to Cena's SmackDown era.
Yeah.
and the stabbing and everything that took place in 2003, John Cena. Basically,
I remember that.
John Cena.
Because I remember when they fought at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And the only reason I remember is one of them stole my water bottle.
Was that the Royal Rumble?
I think that was the Royal Rumble, yeah. No, it was the Royal Rumble for sure, but I think it was John Cena. It was John Cena and somebody.
I don't think they made it to Royal Rumble. I think they were an Armageddon match, if I remember
correctly. I'd have to look it back up. It was a Cena match for sure. I know that.
I remember you talking about the interesting match. This is a WrestleMania match if there's no title on the line. Logan Paul and John Cena.
The promo work would be fun. The promo work would be super fun.
Like, if you're talking a match that has money on the table that will reach everywhere, it's that.
Yeah. Kevin versus Cena would be fun.
A throwback match between the two? Yeah. But I would be interested in Logan Paul, John Cena. You could create some buzz around that one. Especially doing it in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
For WrestleMania. You could get some real buzz for that one. And then everyone's talking about it. Randy Orton, John Cena for the 1,000th time.
I feel like you could do an interaction between the two and it would be perfectly acceptable. Like, I don't feel like you need to have them like work each other one more time unless they just absolutely want to do it on like a random show. where they're like, hey, yeah, sure, let's fight because, you know, fighting is fun. Like, it's like Sheamus and John Cena. You know, they've had countless battles over years.
Yeah, but I'd be okay with seeing Cena and Randy one more time just to do it. Put it at, like, even if it's just them fighting in the chamber together, something like where they have where they're the two men that start off like the Elimination Chamber and have them work for 5 minutes. Just have them go a little bit just for nostalgia purposes, just to make it come full circle. I'd be okay with seeing that. Him and Rollins going back at it one more time.
That would be good.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. Like, but if you want to say, hey, he should pass the torch, well, Cody could be the guy. Braun Breaker could be the guy.
Get out of my head. Just get out of my head.
Like Braun Breaker, John Cena passing of the torch?
I feel like you have a really good opportunity to use this to make somebody. Like all the names we've thrown out, they're all made, they're all good. They don't necessarily need building. But someone like a Braun Breaker or say an LA Knight could really use the opportunity to work with Cena and get that exposure that they need to go to that next level. And you use John Cena to make them on his way out, which I'm sure he would be more than happy to do.
I mean, if you look at the work Cena did just teaming with LA Knight last year. That helped LA Knight a lot.
It did.
It put him on the next plateau when he was going for Roman and stuff. It worked. There are a lot of matches where it's like you could see it, but there's trying to think of young talent. Like Braun Breaker's like one of the big young talent males that could use the John Cena rub. I don't know if there's a lot of others.
I mean, you have folks down in NXT that could probably use the rub if you really wanted to do it. Like a Dragunov would be good. Grayson Waller would be funny.
Yeah, it would be funny, but along the way, Cena needs some wins. Like Cena needs to actually get a win here or there because they kind of he's got to get number 17, I think.
I don't know. I have such mixed feelings about that because either he beats Cody for the title or he beats Damian for the title. And if what we think is going to happen at SummerSlam is that the title moves to Gunther from Damian when Gunther catches in his chance, then, you know, then Cena's got to face Gunther. And you know he's not going to beat him.
I mean, that speaking of matches, that would be good. That'd be an interesting.
Oh, that would be phenomenal.
Promo exchange.
I just Gunther hits that first chop and Cena's like, ow.
But I don't know if. I don't know when Gunther wins the title. I don't know if he takes it to Mania. And that's part of the thing. Gunther's reign could end at like the Royal Rumble. And you put it on someone else for Cena to beat in late April. Or Cena wins it at SummerSlam. Like it could be another year before. Like it doesn't have to be a WrestleMania title win for John Cena. Who knows who would be champion by SummerSlam next year where John Cena wins and finally, you know, gets number 17 and gets to defend it one more time.
You know what would be funny? You know what would be really funny?
What?
Cena wins the men's Money in the Bank again, cashes in, and wins. And that's how he gets it.
I mean, it's possible. He mentioned that is like Money in the Bank is a thing that could happen.
Because he was the inaugural loser on the contract. So, you know, if we're talking about making good on things and making up for things in his career, that would be something to make up on.
It would be. Like winning the title that way. Cashing in because he was the first failure?
Yeah, he was the very first failure.
He was the first failure and he was the first person to be cashed in on. So his last title reign is him winning using Money in the Bank. I mean, it's something that could happen. But no, I think him winning 17 off of somebody, having a 2-month run, like give him a successful title defense at a PLE and then drop it one more after before his retirement in December, which I think based on how they're doing things, would be built up to like a big Netflix special.
Mm-hmm.
Or like on Raw, like a big Raw where it's Cena's last Monday Night Raw on Netflix. And that's how it ends, like early December. That's the match it happens on. It doesn't happen at a premium live event. It's a Netflix Raw, which will be a bigger to-do than anything, right, next year. Like if you spend like 4 or 5 weeks promoting it, have him go out, do promotion. Hey, I'm on Netflix wrestling my final match. That'd be a big tune-in match for people. Because you can't wrestle every week. But I think he works. I think he has 3 matches, 4 matches on Netflix next year. I think he works 3 or 4 Raws and have as a match. Whether it's a tag match were a singles main event. I think he works three or four Raws, has a match on them. I think that's something that happens, and you build to the final one in December. Because they don't have PLEs anymore in December for the main roster. So you gotta build it, unless he goes out of Survivor Series, but I can see him going out. You give him one more in December, make it a Netflix, like, hey,
special.
Netflix Raw, ending it, make it significant to him somehow, and John Cena's last match. And the whole 3 hours is dedicated to John Cena, or however long the Netflix shows can be, because they can be three. They can go as long as they want.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want to end at 2:45, they can end at 2:45. They're not like, that's going to be the interesting thing. Like, I think they're supposed to go 3 hours, but if they end at 2:57 and it just ends, where it goes 3:04, I think there's more leeway now, next year. One would assume, because it's live and anything can happen. And it's not like, there's nothing coming on after or before. So it's like, you have whatever time you can play with for that show. But yeah, I would build to a final match. And I'm like, I'm debating in my head, like, does he win his final match? I'm 50-50 on that part, though. I guess it depends on his last opponent.
I'd like to think that Cena goes out on his back and he puts somebody over on his way out. But I don't know. It just depends. Like, I feel like for singles, you have to be very careful about how you do that, because obviously he has to win on this. I don't know if they're going to do what AEW did with Sting, where you have him win everything and it's pretty much a guarantee that Sting's going to win.
He cannot win everything on this road. That he needs to win some, he should not win at all.
Yeah, so I feel like you have to be very strategic with his singles matches, and I feel like those should be reserved for your bigger feuds, like your Cody's and so on and so forth. Because, like, you know, in terms of Money in the Bank and Elimination Chamber and Royal Rumble and all those other matches, you have the chance to get a lot of those interactions that we've talked about in, where it's like you can have him work with, like, different people or interact with different people momentarily in a wrestling ring, and you get that. You don't get a full match, but you get the moment. And sometimes the moment is better than the match, right? Yeah.
Big six-man tags, big tag matches, you get some real moments.
Yeah, and so, like, multi-man matches are going to be very crucial for Cena, especially as they're building him towards the bigger singles matches, because he doesn't have to work as much. So you're saving him, because the one risk that you have in this is obviously John Cena getting hurt. Nobody wants John Cena getting hurt. But the risk is that John Cena will get hurt. So you have to protect him as much as possible to get him to December, right? So I can see him doing a lot of tag matches. I can see him doing a lot of multi-mans, a lot of promo work. And then you save the actual, like, wrestling for the PLEs.
Yeah.
I would say if you're going to have him win... I don't know. I would say if you're going to have him win 17, that you have him win early in the year and you get it out of the way. But I don't know.
You
still have time this year to do it.
But this year? You know.
You don't have Money in the Bank, or you don't have Royal Rumble, but you could just have somebody do an open challenge and Cena walks out and he's like, hey, what's up?
What, in 2024?
Yeah.
No, he's not working 2024.
Oh.
He contractually can't, because he's filming into this November, December. That's why the kickoff is that's why the kickoff is for January for the final year. That's why he got his match in already for after WrestleMania for the
got
year.
It.
Yeah, because he's filming Peacemaker. Is that what he says? Peacemaker.
Currently. Yeah, he's doing Peacemaker, and I think he's doing something else.
But Peacemaker's running until end of November, early December, depending on how long it takes to get everything done. That's his shooting schedule for the end of the year. So he's pretty locked up, which is why he's filming until then, and then dedicating his time to wrestling as much as he can in 2025 with, like, 35 to 40 appearances, whatever that lines up to be, which will probably be a few month or two break here and there where he can't do anything, but it'll probably appear as much as he can. Where it might not be every week John Cena's on TV, but sort of like how Dwayne was on Raw and then was or SmackDown, and maybe a week and a half later he was back on Raw. Like, he might not be every week, but he'll be enough to kind of make it all work, I guess.
Yeah, he should be able to. I mean, they'll take care of it.
But yeah, it's going to be a fun road next year.
I have a funny feeling Cena wants to make it a fun road. And yeah, with the leadership...
You can tell he wants to.
But especially with the leadership that's currently in place, I think they'll be willing to go there with him. And I think they'll be willing to work with him and do what he wants. And they'll all come together to put together a really fun experience for everybody. Because as we've seen, Hunter is much more willing to listen to talent suggestions and work with the talent on specific things and, you know, really put together great stories, as we saw with WrestleMania and Dwayne and everything like that. So I think he will do the same kind of thing with Cena, and they will put together something incredibly special.
Oh, yeah, they will. I think he's going to, like, he's working on this. He's making sure this will be good. I think he wants to go out on a high note. And I think he's going to tell his story, his final story, ups and downs, whatever, till the end, and make it special enough to that he can be satisfied going, all right, I did everything I can. I gave back. I finished my story. And here we are. Because he said, once he's done, he's done. He's not wrestling again. He will not do it. He's not going to put the jorts back on. No more physical John Cena, because I think physically, once this run's over, I think that's all he's got. And he's not going to take any bumps, because he's going to be a full-time movie star, and they're not going to want him to do anything more. But yeah, I think he's gonna give us a show to make it special. And I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're done, and I agree that it's going to be very, very, very special. But with that, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
I do, which includes tomorrow, around noon, the Rack Extra Reviews, College Football 25 available to listen to. Around noon tomorrow. Yeah, I think it's noon. Maybe 11. But for sure, noon, you'll be available to listen to. Or wherever you get your podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show for the Rack Extra Reviews. College Football 25. It's a fun game. You all enjoy it, and you'll hear all my thoughts tomorrow around noon. Then we'll be live at 10 p.m. Eastern for GM Battles. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's game night. I think featuring Fortnite, because we're going to let Brent do pirate noises. I think that's the plan.
Plan? We're going to let Brent do pirate stuff?
I think we're going to let Brent do pirate things for Pirates of the Caribbean, which you can use Credit Card Rock, Sucker, Lens, and more for. Because the skins are in the shop, and the battle pass is available tomorrow. Hashtag get my partner. Plug that again in a second. Saturday night, it's game night. Followed by CBR Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, right back here next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to do something on the Rack live, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio, or chat. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop. When you buy your Pirates of the Caribbean, Lady Gaga, Metallica, Safety Shark, and more. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWV. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimLin's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok at Lin's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, to visit his channel, like, subscribe, tell him we said hi, because he does a lot of amazing, awesome things. So you should check it out. So for Rock, I'm Lizzie Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will see you later. Bye. My time is now. Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me. My time is now. WildTalkRadio.com.